whether as initiatives to solve in the home where the city is made Mahamas. The Rambam city is not only the city. This is how it is made in time of noise. And the right city is even if the Jesus Habibis is made later on. It's made. Why does the Rambam say that if the Jesus Habibis is made later on, so then there is no Jesus Habibis? What's this for? What difference does it make? Whether he charges the interest in time of Dalvoye, or he charges the interest later on when he agrees to extend this money thing. In both situations, he lets the lady head keep his money for a certain time. So it's hard on those ways. That's his. That's the definition of his. So apparently it appears that the Rambam Shiti is that when is this also the Raisin, only in a key situation where without this abilities, the abilities itself is part of it. Let's say. So there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rambam. The Rambam shiti is that la nochi sashir is a mitzvah sashir. Nochi doesn't mean good. Nochi means a little hobby. One is in the Anakov. If it's a teacher, so then the Rambam, of course, is made it. There is no mitzvah to charge interest to the teacher. It's not the only machlis, it's in his heart. And the Rambam says in Yurch's Brochen that the teacher, he had been made in his chasodim in the same way as in the soil gomor. So how can there be a mitzvah to charge interest? So, the mitzvah according to the Rambam to charge interest is only in an income. Income doesn't mean a goy. Income means a pagan. And a goy ocean. I mean even an Eber Amizore or to Zeber Amizore like the income in the Chutzlars. It's my son, the same you're there. So that means you don't have the Shem Osher in the income. There wouldn't be mitzvah even according to So, according to Rambam, Lanoch is Hashem. So, is it Mitzvah Hashem? According to Rambam, it's not Mitzvah Hashem. It's Lava Bom Choles. It's Lava Bom Choles. In other words, Lanochi. And according to Rambam, it's Mitzvah Hashem. So, Lanochi has reference not to Igoi, but to Igoi. Igoi Rosh, in his ear. And the Zionists in the near Berot. But according to the Rambam, that is not in Mitzvah Hasei, it's Lava Bom Chol Hasei. It means, La Nochi, you can charge interest. So then, Nochi means a goy, give me your attention. So that means, La Nochi, you are allowed to charge interest. But, Le Yochicho, So in other words, if somebody charges interest in Israel, so in Zebir, Elam, and the Nisarasi. But according to you see, but Ramban agrees with the Ramban, the Sashir means charging interest, not paying. The other Rishonim say that Sashir really means Lanochi Sashir, you can pay interest, not charge interest. So that's another machlokes. What's the pshat in Anochi Sashir? With Anochi Sashir has reference to the Malve. The Malve, you Malve, you can charge interest to the Reve, to the Reve. Or the Anochi Sashir addresses itself to the Reve, you can pay it. That's a machlokes Sashir. But the Rambam and the Rambam, they both agree that Lanochi Sashir means charging interest, not paying interest. The other machine hold that Sashir means paying interest. Anyway, but the Rambam holds that Sashir means in Mitzvos Aseh, and it is referenced only to the Chachamim and in Goy Hoshek, and the Kondraban means that Nochi Sashir, you are allowed to charge interest, and Nochi means anybody, even your pension, because you are allowed to charge interest even to your pension. Now, then, Adar Hashem will say that Sashir means pay interest. And Vadis Fone, he says that Sashir means pay interest, but he says something else, that it's a Mitzvos Aseh. Like the Rambam, except that the Rambam applies it to the charging of interest, and Rabbi Vadis Fone applies it to the paying of interest. He agrees with the Rishonim that Sashir, that's a shadowy meaning. So, the Sashir really means pay interest, but you are the chuyav to pay interest to an amount. Why are we not chuyav to pay interest? How can we listen to that? A Jew, we are not using Sabomo to charge interest. And to an akum, we are the chuyav to pay interest. The answer is interest if without Yisra'at Torah. So interest is an integral part of the debt. If you live in somebody's house, don't you have to pay rent? Because you use the premises of somebody else. So that is the higher rent. Now, if you give your money and you let the landlord use your money for a certain time and then pay it back later, so you also, he should pay you rent, interest, for using the money. In the same way as one who uses the premises of the property of somebody else, whether it's calculated or total. Suppose you rent out a chapel, so you have to pay rent, no? So if you borrow money, so in effect it should be renting out the money. So you should also pay rent. Interest. But the Torah asks it by Yisrael. But by going what the Torah didn't ask it. So then it's an integral part of the chayim. And that's why Rabbi Vadis Fone says, Lanochi Sashir means you are mechuyev to pay. If you borrow $1,000 from the goy with, let's say, 10% interest, and you don't pay back the interest, you are not earnest. But of course, the other machine don't understand the Lanochi Sashir. It's in success of paying interest. Either they say that it means charge interest, as the Rambam and Rambam, or when they say that it means pay interest, it means you're allowed to pay interest. Nothing is successive, as I say. So it's nothing as I say. But that means I say, but an integral part of the debt is anyway. And it will be included as far as the good is concerned, in the mitzvah of prayers or chayv mitzvah, because paying the chayv to a god is also a mitzvah. If you borrow money from a god, you have to pay it back. And when you pay back, you go your chayv. So you have keine mitzvah. Keine mitzvah. Get luck with yourself. So maybe if it's yourself, so when you pay back your chayv, you have keine mitzvah. But that is true according to Moshe. That this is part or is an integral part of the debt. And by the soil, it would also be an integral part. Except that the Torah. Torah is it. Naturally, the Torah is it. You cannot say it becomes an integral part of the debt. But without this rapport, let's say by good, so this becomes incorporated into the debt. So the machlekes, so the Rambam and the Raibet, they both agree that when we source by the soil, only when without the service, it would be an integral part of the debt. But in the case where without the service, it wouldn't be an integral part of the debt, so then by the soil is not impossible. Now the machlekes between the Rambam and the Raibet is what is the Mechayev of Ribis, let's say by God. We can't mention the example what is the Mechayev of Ribis by Israel, with the power money from the Jew, because it's our asset. So it's awesome. But let's mention the example of the God, when Israel borrows money from the God, or when the God borrows money from the God, there's no Israelis. So Mele, what is the Mechayev? So they are not only Ribesis, is not possible by God. It becomes part of the debt. If you borrow money, let's say $100, 10% interest, so then the debt is not $100, it's $10. What is the Mechayev? According to the Rambam, the Mechayev of interest, where there is no Israelis, but say by God. So, the Mechayev of interest, where there is no Israelis, is the Matmois. But the fact that the labor owes me money, that is not Mechayev. See, that is not Mechayev interest only. And according to the right debt, it's not the Matmois that is Mechayev interest. It's the fact that the Rebbe uses my money. So Mele, the Rebbe is the Rambam of the Rebbe, they both agree that when is Ribis or something that I say, only when it is that kind of Ribis, that without Nisea, let's say by God, it will become an integral part of that. But if, even without these Ribis, it wouldn't be a Chayv, then the Torah didn't answer. Because the Torah answered by Israel, Dafke, that kind of interest, which the Saradin should be a chayv. So here the Torah required Jews to act with such chesed towards fellow Jews that they shouldn't charge that chayv. They should be mivatir on their little bites. Yes. But where the Ribis without the Issa, let's say in case of the God, it wouldn't become an integral part of the debt, then the Torah didn't even ask it. The Torah didn't even ask it. But the Shiras HaRambam is that we without these having this, let's say, the connection with the goal, so what is the mechayiv of bringing this Gemara noise? And only when the Jew, let's say, bows when they come going, and the time of the Alboye stipulates that he will pay 10% interest, then it's part of that. But even the time of the Alboye, so it wasn't stipulated, and it was given as a gratuity. And then later on, he stipulates for extending the Alboye that is not the highest. That does not become free, let's say, in the case of the court. That does not become free. So maybe in case of this oil, it's not also the highest. In case of this oil, it's not also the highest. And the highest is not the highest. The highest is that without this amenities, it's not about the case. That is the hyperbolic is the fact that one person allows the other person to use his money. Even though at the time when he gave him the loan, he gave it to him as a gratuity, as a US hasid. But later on he doesn't want that he should keep it as a gratuity. So he may lay and he wants interest, so it is Mechayev. By going, it's Mechayev against. So maybe by his oil, it is also. Now, the reason is why the Rambam says that when we say Abba Hosinne, so it's delicious. Only in the case where the Aruch Hazinne took place at the time of the Machmois, because the Rambam Shiti is that Hanois, we have Aruch Hanois congested. In other words, if the Isha says to the husband, to the man who wants to make Hajj, it's important. You don't have to give me anything up to give me Hajj. Schedule for now, the cater for now. Just do me a service. Act for me. Dance for me. So to render a service to me. And the Baal makes that offer to me. She says, I will be ready to you for now. And I won't charge you any pay for the service. Because I dance for you, I do a serve, I service, I hang up the curtains in your house. And instead of getting paid, I want you to become the Kadeshis. So she's the Kadeshis. A sailing in Zonim with a voice fixed my ring. So she has to pay for the service. Instead of paying for the service, so in other words, so he's Mikadosh, she is Mikadosh. So that's the aloha that Tamuli is considered by Kesef. So the Shita, it seems the Shita of the Rambam in the right of it. I think I heard it. That which Hanoye is Kikesef? Only that kind of Hanoye that is Abdin Chai. In other words, if the husband renders his service to the Isha, he hangs up, he paints the porch of the Isha. Now, suppose you become delicious. She would have to pay maybe $100 for the painting job. He hangs up the curtains in her apartment if she wouldn't become delicious. So then she would have to pay maybe $10 for hanging up the curtains. Or he on the hood have to pay for his service. Or, let's say, he dances for her. Schedule for her. capable of the export. So then, if she didn't want to come with the dishes, she would have to pay them $50, $100, as much as she's paid for it, for service of the kidney for hours, of staying with her. But instead of getting money, so she's marketing herself to the husband. So Mele, he's giving her a yamoye that is out to being reduced into money. It's reducible into money. Now it's the higher one. So that is considered like a sin. But suppose the Isha says to the man, you know what, I enjoy compliments very much. And I'm ready to pay, let's say, $100 that somebody should say about me that I am the most brilliant woman in the world. I'm ready to pay $100 for that, compliment. So you say compliments about me, and I'll do the dishes to you. And he'll say, Hariat Kudeshisi, the Hamoye Zushi ki bought many because I said about you that you are a genius. And she's ready to pay money for that company. So then, according to the Rambam in the Raibet, she wouldn't be Kudeshisi. She wouldn't be Kudeshisi. Because when is Hamoye considered as Kesed? Only that kind of amoye that is out being reducible to just scheduled for life, capable for a double of a commission. In other words, he has to say a good word to the mayor. It's also a service. Public relations. You know, and it's a service. So if somebody will speak to the mayor should be withdrawn to a certain businessman, so then he can send me a bill. I spoke to the mayor, you pay me $1,000. Didn't you pay $1,000? How did it's Mechaim now. I'm not for sure. He was friendly for him, capable for him. He can send me a bill. But can somebody send me a bill? Because he said about a certain person that he's a genius. Can send me a bill. I said that you are a genius. It's a complete not the higher money. So that kind of annoye is not considered by us. Now, of course, there is the kashi from the more or for the hosha. So most no he. So he's so malicious. Why? Because a person is ready to pay money in order that the Hoshul should be covered with money from him. But it's not the higher money. So that's a question. But we'll discuss that when we reach the next gap, the better one. Now is not the time. So the Melee, the Rambam says, only the halach was in there took place at the time of Matmois. The time of Matmois. So then she was gracious. Because the Rambam is Shitose in Ma'olah Beleme, the law, he says, when is there a Nisar of Yitzchitzo? Only if the Tzitzit took place at the time of Matmois. But if the Tzitzit took place, the arrangement is made later on, there is no Yisrael of Yisrael. Why? Because the Yisrael of Yisrael, that I say, is only Dafke. If without the Yisrael it becomes, let's say in case of the goy, connection with goy, it becomes incorporated into the debt. It becomes incorporated into the debt. In other words, if somebody will borrow money from goy, and they will agree upon interest, 10% interest, and they will not pay you back, so it's Gezlach. It's Gezlach. So, only when without the Israel becomes incorporated in the dead. So then it's awesome. But if without the Israel it's not a hill, it's not a hill, so then it's not even awesome. And the Rambam Shiti is that only the Machlokes is the Chayim. But the fact that the somebody owes him money, that is in the Marvel, it spends this money, that is not the Chayim. So maybe it's not awesome. The Rambam Shiti is that the Shiti itself is the Chayim. The fact that he lets that lets him keep the money for a longer time without matmos, that is mechayavus by God. So maybe by Jewish also. So the Rambam and the Rambam here in the Chesis, Aushikasai. The Rambam Shiti is that when is it also the Rambam only the teaching Shabbat Moritz? Because it's also in the Reiser only when without the Israel it becomes a Chayim. So then it is the Amoyer that is the Chayim. Mashen came in the Tzitze takes place after Matmois. So without the Israel, even connection with the God, it doesn't become dead. So it's Hovdin at the Chayim in Ribis without the Israel. So it's not a hamlet that is reducible to man. Some may lay, it's not as we consider kesset, but the Rambam Shiti is, that even if it's not the chayav money, as long as the person is willing to pay money, so it also has to be kesset. Now I'm sorry. The Rambam agrees in the Rambam that only if it's Mechayev money, so it's considered Kesef. But the Rambam Shiti is that there is an Israel of Ribis Kesef, even if the Tzitzit is made after Matmois, so the Mechayev is not a Matmois. The Mechayev is the fact that he lets him keep the money. So maybe even if it's after Matmois, so it's still the Anoye that the Mechayev is. Then the other machine who hold that even if it's a noy grade that is not the higher, so it is still considered excessive as long as a person is willing to pay money for it.
Because the Chazon is only with the Snai.
it's not a restriction in the Nesine. The Nesine is absolute. But if I some melee after you go now, so it should be affected by the Nesine, it should be affected by Dushi, it should be affected by the Naden. Why only by Tevo? Because some are rich for the economy. That in as much as practically speaking, he doesn't keep it, he kept keeping it. Let it be the test now. So we say it's a mantis. Practically speaking, he has to return it back. So the Mechia doesn't get the money. The Isha doesn't get the money. So why, if practically speaking, the king doesn't keep it, some melee, so why is it time to see? After coming out of the old, how can what they say, the patron was a house here, the solution of my family, what they say is the village. What do you want my family as a house here, Shmomato? You want my Rabbi? In the Chesed Zeh, I'm Nashba, as a Rehoi. Not only there are zero Yachim. Now, the ambition of the Sukkis is to be Yachim. So suppose Rubei give Shina the Esri, and he said, I'm Nashba, as a Rehoi, and Shina give the Esri. He may be Rochamet, in times he's in Tele, then he returned it back, he's yet. So he was Rochem. He Maha, but he doesn't ultimately return, then he's Batra Kai, so he's Kaima, so he's Batra Kiye. So it's going to be some Afriya that he was the case. So he was Rochem, he's very awesome. Elamah, in other words, what he's saying, the Kulikon, the Mechakome, is the Abedni Kodu, the Tumoyotin Nisine, the Tumoyotin Nisine, but except Yushna, the Kulikon, the Baal Yisho, the Vishay Yisho, the Kulikon, on the Rabuni Mao, the Red Ram, the Khalil Ravashi, Ocham, the Mishnu, the Rodi Kapos, let's see the Rashi for that. Mechalukon, that was his whole life, in what is known. Kikinkar, Kikkanu, Kikamu, Shinitu, Kikesu. They need to be that. The Lord really knows it. Your turn in the sin, and I put your turn in the sin. But what can be? But if his whole gets back, he's not allowed to be it for a moment. So what do we do with it? So we can sell it. We can, and then we need to give one, that don't show it. We come forward from one of them. Mokashi says, we come on, that's right. Right now, the noise doesn't get it. Sometimes, you know, the Kashi of the Mokashi is several baptism further, but here it's right after the memory. It's right after the memory. Why did Rashi say come forth and you can miss it? Oh, I can come forth much. You also ask him if you should scalze. In other words, sometimes his feet of thorn might become frustrated. He will not understand it and he will not know that he's more scarce, so he might become frustrated. So Rashi was so devoted to all his fish from me. Rashi was very young. Of all the students of Torah for hundreds and hundreds of years, without Rashi, I mean, how could we go through the mud without Rashi? So in order to prevent frustration in the students of Torah, so Rashi is not a problem. But you also ask the state, because because it looks like a chikvah, even though in this case it's not mamashi chikvah. It's not mamashi chikvah. It's how they people is called. So people would say that in the long run it is a chikvah. Right now there is no chikvah, but in the long run there is a chikvah. So this house and it will show to me that the Abba Haikim became a tomb of his soul, Musayiya to Misagonis. She did not really have tomb of. In other words, he comes to Misagonis and he helps out. And then because of that, so in soil, he gives him the tomb, he has to give it to somebody and he couldn't really give it to the tomb. Prayers, here in Amsayasan, this Agones, a nation and Tomo Mars on his discord. We also came here, but we are also in here, Shahosan Bissami. Glorious, even Lord, the Havalay, Gesel Mafia, and Omar Rashi, but I did good on my work and came, he bound me in shock. The Heilig Riefen Domet, Kikinien Bissudea, the Ine Yalaychitz Bom Marzirei. The Ine Yalaychitz Bom Marzirei. Now, you know what the same is tomorrow. So we go over the thesis of the Bar Misho before we go over the thesis of Leo Zirayot. Not this enough. Because this thesis is in the chapter you know. Things with the lots of things as the cash. It's just a cash, but it's not indeed in the chat window, I think. Now, so here in this Gemara, when Gemara says that Matron Masahausia is affected by everything, again, by Tumor, by everything, except by Dushi. By Dushi, it's not good. So the question, why? Because it is similar to Chlip. Does it mean that it's similar to Chlip at the Rabbon level? But the reality is this, even though Chlip Mamesh is not affected by Dushmi Raisi, or it is similar to Chlip at the Raisi level. So there is a machlokes between the thesis and Rabbon. Thesis she believes that in view of the fact that Patronus of Ahazia is generally speaking a good Matronus and is effective in healing, in abetting, in tumor, so on the ice level it's affected by Dushi too. But, because of the special Zera, so the Chachom said Dushi is no good. How can it be no good by Dushi? And that all. Hachomim are always machmir and Anitnator. So when the Hachomim say that he gets that he's going in the eyes, but in the Rabbonim it's not valid, so it's a home. In other words, the eyes is valid again, so she can get married to somebody else. But in the Rabbonim she's not allowed to marry. But by Dushi, in the eyes, It's good to she. That means she cannot get married to anybody. She means she's. Then the Chachamim say, the Dushi is no Dushi. In other words, it is a sin she hadn't been discouraged. So she can get married to somebody else. How can the Chachamim be matir when she's for our name? So this says, it's on the basis of a king of Abonon. The Dushmanary doesn't have their own Kabbalish and Rabbah. Rabbah and Kabbalish, like all the Akhtim Rabbah and Dushmanary in the Imam. That stays as the Rambam Shitti is that is not. But first, let's go over the thesis and then we go over the Thank you. Now, what is Rashi's pshat? Rashi could be explained by Jesus, and Rashi could be explained by the Rambam. One thing is, if Rashi had the pshat, and then the pshat thesis, so Rashi should say that Rashi doesn't say it. Rashi says, V'hayu chlifu b'met, k'kinen b'isuya, v'hine yalaiches bo ma'asir. Smash mamor, it's not clear, but it's smash mamor, that it's mamish like it. Now, by chlifu mamish, it's certainly not good in the eyes. The only rishi who says that by chlifu mamish, in the icing is good if the Suda has a puke, is a deficit. But the sleep is a yacht. So all the other shame, they say in Perahot, the Nanan say that the Chlip Mamesh is in the Reisenover. So since Rashi says, why the Chlip Dome, you don't say, Zero Hashem Aleinu, Yudesh Bechlu. So it's more Mashma that the Rambam Rashi agrees with the Shita Rambam. That just as by good Mamish, she's not Yudesh Bechlu. And so by Matamos Lehaus, she's not Yudesh Bechlu. But it's not 100% clear what Rashi. Anyway, there is a machlokes between thesis and the Rambam. So first, let's go over thesis. The Baal Mishnah. The Baal Mishnah will be Shemishah Mishnah Mishnah. We take up the mind of the Yehud. In Mishnah 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 Mishnah, what's the analogy, the resemblance between Thomas Lahazel and Chlip. Chlip is an exchange. What is Chlip? By the way, it's Uben is Matne, the servant of Shimen, and Shimen is Matne, his handkerchief, or any other kid. So it's an exchange. Think of an exchange only something that is shoved. But we can have an exchange even if it's not shoved, even though one object, one commodity is worth $1,000 and the other commodity is worth $1. We can have an exchange in that too. So, who means an exchange. Chlip means an exchange. Chlip means an exchange. So the question is, what is the resemblance between Matron Masahazia and Chlip? This element of exchange does not apply to Matron Masahazia. You can tell me, my domain is Chlip. So you can say, because usually when you realize the Kina Chlip, so let's say Ubein, let's say sells his sort of Shimon. The Kina is Matne in exchange for the Sode, so his Matne is to give the handkerchief to the hospital. I mean, that's on the basis of the halacha of the Mitnayim, the Tosfim learn. There is a halacha of the Mitnayim. The Gemara says, Derech Mono is catching rain of Mikodeshes, Midin and Mitnayim, Midin and Mitnayim. So, in other words, the woman says to the Isha, here you have money, and bring Kodeshes to Shimon. And Shimon, Nida Shimon is standing there, and he says, Hariyat Kodeshes Lich. Hariyat Kodeshes Lich. So,
so he's the maximum.
if the man who is the king, who is the recipient of all these obligations, the cow. So the king of Shopee, so who should be the handkerchief to the horse? The cow. But the cow sits in another room, and the man going to call on him. So somebody else, say, everybody. So he gives his handkerchief to the horse on behalf of the cow. So is the hour for verifying. This is how it's effective. This is how it's effective. Because of our holy mind, the Lord gives the handkerchief to the chosin on behalf of the cow. So it's considered as if the cow gave the handkerchief to the chosin. She is the caper, she is the recipient of all the shibud to her from the chosin. From the chosin. So in other words, so the Lord gives, so we see at all weddings, when the Lord gives the handkerchief to the chosin, the chosin immediately gives it back to them. Give it back to them. So that's the usual procedure, that the matchmaker who gets the handkerchief gives it back. But, in Shulukim Pahatre, of the Christian Mufayyam, of the Lord of the Kashukim, he's talking to me. Let's say, if the chosin will say him to the Lord, never mind, he gave them the I keep the handkerchief. So then, he keeps the handkerchief. Right? So maybe, he asked, but if the cover of the matone will not return there, so the whole matone will become another gift. So there is no real similarity between Chulin and the Paramah's part. You need to be lucky. And the vice versa. So, Paramah's part is in the rest. And the Rabbot of the Rambush, the Kishigeta Chulin of the house of Chulin, and they came Chulin, even though by Chulin, he doesn't have to return. He can give that if he wants. And here he has to return it, because that's the time. And if he will not return it, so it will be going into Matreya, that the whole Matone was invalid. So, but, since the usual procedure that we can use to give it back, some Malay people will wait one in the other. And the halacha will be that it can be used by Gushin. So people say, you can be Mikarish with Chulin also. You can be Mikarish with Chulin also. And Chulin, she's not blessed with the rice. Except for the case of Sri, who says that if you chop it with it, then she is blessed. Even Hakim Rabbun of Gushin, Now let's see the Rosh Hashanah.
Shiyu lo yazeh osei tzayat ha'akot, like we were saying.
minas de vocês, ao menos foi um dia morto. Vamos do dia de hoje, o dia que se vai na carinha, o dia na carinha, o dia que se sol, sol de primeira, esse dia de que se estil, a promessa de causa, desculpa, 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 but as far as the sin of sarcasticus is concerned, so he did it to him absolutely. But, he's the good at night. He's the good at night on us that you should walk 5 miles tomorrow. So he doesn't walk 5 miles. So that in those days, when he sees, so he on us that he should turn back. So it's not a limitation in medicine. It's only by way of condition. So it's considered to be a limit. So why does the Ramon say by pushing is not religious? The answer is, so he says, have a limit. So the Ramon says that the Ramon should be, and there's no doubt that it's the Ramon, that there is a big finish by pushing. By pushing is unique. By ultimately, in case of the hour of the reason, the mark, the king, the SPD, the SPD, the mark. There is no aloha that the mark made has to be able to enjoy it. Has to be able to be never part of the SPD. Even if the mark, for some reason, is unable to divide any harmony from the Kesef. It's in a first part. The Makhle and Michel are able to divide any benefit. He has to give it back. He has to give it back. So maybe it's still a first part. But by pushing, there are two problems. One is the powerless Kesef to be shot. Number two, the other two weapons to kill is the bishop has to divide the benefit, has to be able to divide the benefit, has to be many from this. Now, Thomas Lahaus here, she is incapable of dividing the benefit. Now, let's say, suppose he deserved it, and then the bishop, just to show what he said for money, takes the dinner, she agrees to the bishop, and throws it into the apple. So then she can do that. Because she did have a neighbor. She decided to throw it away, but she was able to divide any benefit she wanted to divide. And she decided to throw it away. But she was married from the dinner. She didn't have to throw it away. Here, she can't keep it for herself. So, there is a prerequisite. Besides the aloha that she has to give it herself, she has to be able to be married on the person. The male master, the guys, the male master, Tanuk Maslaha Razia. Tanuk Maslaha Razia. So he's in the dishes for the element of Hanoi is like, this is what I'm doing. There is no other check, no one's free. I mean, that this is the Jesus. This is the So that means, according to Rambam, all genetic aspects of God did call it. There is no prerequisite of Hanoi. And by Dushan, there is a prerequisite that she has to be able to manage Hanukkah. And that's why my Prophet Hazel, so the Ali says she is not religious.
He's not even entitled to collect
the value of things are not there. And from himself always, things are not anymore. So why would he want to stay here? Because for a wish, when I come, I think another age should be 18. You should be 18. Because true, the Matoni is no Matoni. Matoni got sunrise, he didn't intend to be 18. But he can grab it. So he should be 18. I really don't understand how he is. Because true, that if the king grabs, so then Besdin cannot be 18 years. Why? Because Matanis Kuhune does not belong. Matanis Kuhune does not belong to the to the Yisrael. It doesn't belong to the Yisrael. It belongs to the Shemit. So, but the, until the insignia is made by the Yisrael, a specific particular care, so then no one has been part in the Matanis Kuhune. Then it belongs to the Shemit. Then it belongs to the Shemit. Even something that, you know, that has to be given to a Kayan species, yeah, that's a Thomas body. So there is no BM that has to be given. You can give any house for it. So it's like a chen to the sheep. So it's like a chen to the sheep. But no one has a given part or let's say Yabu Chomish Swarim, so no individual Kayan can be considered as the abligee of the Israel. Cannot be mended on the Israel, when the Israel can say, I owe a Kayan, Thomas Lord, which Kayan, that's my business. Yes, it is another. So, let's assume, I mean, this in itself is a bit foolish, because we could, first of all, we could say that the whole Aloha, that Thomas Mune, so the Kayan, has a schus, to grab his only shayach, the government of his kune, where the thing, the end, has to be given to him. That's it, like a trauma. It's not the words. So the soil has to give a certain specific thing to him. Whatever was taken off from the clock, or let's say vice to the lane. So he has to give a certain thing with species, the tent of the clock that was taken off, that was in the class, has to be given to the king. Mashiach Yahomish Lorin, there is nothing in the end that has to be given to the king. There is a hate. There's a head, five long, which five long? Can the king tell the soil which five long you should be in? Any five long. So in other words, even as far as the king Ashenet is concerned, the collective still is concerned. There is a difference between the Matanis Kuhune of five long and the Matanis Kuhune of Trune. Of Trume and Rechisaget, you know, because Trume might say Rechisaget, so even before the soil gives it the care, title, collective title, is vested to the Shemit, in the Zekayah, not in specifically. But here, until it is given, so the Shemit does not own the Chomishmoy. The Shemit is the Abugi, to whom Chomish Lorim is due, but until it is given to the Kayan, so no one has any title in any Chomish Lorim. because there is no specific homosexual species yet that has to be given to the king. So even the Shevet in its entirety does not have title in any homosexual being. So maybe the whole Allah, you could say, maybe the whole Allah that the king can grab and keep it only applies to his roommate that has to be given the end to the king. So maybe even before it is given to specific king, title is already vested in the shevet, collective title. So maybe the king is supposed to grab because he's not taking away anything that belongs to his father. It doesn't belong to the Messiah, it belongs to the king, to the shevet. And he just determines that he should get the three parties instead of the whole shevet having collected title. Mashinti Machomes Loyu. Mashinti Machomes Loyu, where there is no thing in species. Specific Homish Loyu that has to be given to a king. So even the Shevet does not have title in anything in the end. But the Shevet has a schus because the Yisrael owes a chayim to the Shevet. He owes a chayim to the Shevet. Some may be an individual king cannot even wear it. But it's mistaken, like a creator, because just as the king in any individual king has the schus to grab a matnis gune of the end that is the speech, because it belongs to a shevet, so even the homosexuality that doesn't belong in speech in the end to the shevet, but it's a chayit. So maybe any individual king as the schus to collect that chayim. That chayim. Because it's owing to the shevet. Even though it's not owing that bit of this chayim. But he is also a chayim. He's a member of the shevet. So it's mistaka like a creator that this halacha, any individual chayim, can be tefes, applies not only to the matan's mune, that the end has to be given to the king, but even to the homish home, where it is just a chayv to the king. But it's a chayv to the king, then the king, so maybe he can grab. So that's true. But until it is grabbed, until it is read, so who owns the Chomish Lord? Israel only owes a payment in debt, until it is read. So Israel owns it. Israel owns it. Some melee true that it will start like a creator. That this care, if he can be determined to become an aggressive care and grab it, so he could grab it and acquire a title because it's our thing. But suppose the care is not an aggressive type, he doesn't like to grab it. He wants to take something without grabbing. He doesn't want to grab. He can live without the Homestead. He doesn't want to grab. So would the king acquire a title from the Homestead just because he's beyond to grab? First of all, it's not the nicest thing in the world to grab. You see, according to Mandoma, that he was a real money, if he grabs, he has to pay. But he if he was a real money, he doesn't have to pay. But it's a mice inside. It's a mice inside. It involves Mr. Gesler that he is annoyed. Not on the whole thing, but on the reason. for you. But if he doesn't, he's either in Israel. All right, so he's in top time. He's either in Israel and he keeps it. But suppose he doesn't want to grab, will he drive out in the Holy Spirit? Now, he ought not to be with the king who is interested in grabbing. He wants to accept whatever is given to him. So he wants to acquire title through his sin. And if we say, Matona Maslahazi, is Yoshimo Matone, so that means that the sin is invalid. And he doesn't want the word. So how do you destroy it? Create a righteousness in it. The king only wants to accept it if it is given to him. But if it's washed from Matone, so it's not given to him. Grab it, but you want to it. And let's say that this king agrees to become a blessed, to become a God, and to grab it. So still, the soil of my kind of easier of being again, because there are problems. First of all, there is a Jesus I say that the soil has to give, has to be paid the sum, the poor. He has to give 5 points to the king. As the Jesus I say, like Phil, like Jesus, like Titus, like any other Jesus I say. Like any other Jesus I say. Suppose the soil refuses. Israel is a good person and he refuses to give to the king. But that a certain king happens to be very tough and he grabs them. So he can keep it, but Israel will not be having the same. Just because the king grabbed it from him, he will not be having the same. So there are 2 alokas in homeschooling. First of all, homeschooling is a king. As the Mishnah prayer says, that if we say, New Baksu Peteo, Fixu Mishtadam, so if the soil and Hossi, and then he sold it from the Keach, so then it's Mishuda to the Keach. But then, besides the Keach, there is a Mishnah Sasei of giving. When is the soil fulfilling his chayit? If she gives it, he has to sin it. But if he doesn't give it, he has to sin it. And the king just grabs it, he can keep it. It's not ghetto. And basically cannot be made to come in. Fine. But the soil will not be coming in his head. The Mubarak needs to have to sin it. The Mubarak needs to have to sin it. And here, what they said, the Tumo Yotso means, it means that the soil is behind the mitzvah. So the Matron was the house of washing Matron, assuming that the king decides to be aggressive and better. But the soil is still not being kind to the mitzvah. Turn to the Rambam. Hilos Mon, our national Zayirut, in that how we come. In Kaaba, 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 in
Kachetol Hof. Dreba Matoma Sahase, wir flüchten Damien.
entscheidet in dieser Beordnung. Aber mit dem Rehen, Adam, der meinen Saal, ich werde kann nicht nur was ich es, mir es schon vor euch, ich komme auch noch nicht, ich halte auch mal, ich habe mich nicht geholfen, ich habe mich schon gemacht, wer hat es mir denn? Und mein Tomer, was er hat hier, wenn ich mir hier nachschickt, ich habe ihn zu mir mal selbst und so, wo ich komme zur Frau, die mal selbst und so, habe ich ihn nicht mehr. Aber für den Endeffekt ist schon die gute Kirche, die Rosso, die und Wabde, die an Neue kommen. Und schon, und was wissen, manchmal, ich bin nicht schon die Verlässe der Kirche. Und ich sage dir mal, ja, ich mache da nur mal kaum was nach Hause. Und ich kann mir die Kirche, ich kann, ich dann, ich dann. So, das, für uns, an mich soll ich explizit das haben. Fakt. There is one motion that is very important in the Ram. So he says, the Gabishi Tichuifu, she nisho makna hatzimu bahem. And matuma masahazi will meet me in act. In other words, where did you get that expression? That expression is between more nations, connections, to Tichuifu. And nisho makna shabukute, will meet me in act, will meet me. So in other words, here we emphasize that being the Chuyti, being Matron Maslahas here, so the Isha is not marked by herself. And suppose, I mean, as Stacy says, the Kashi there about human, suppose she explicitly says she is marked by herself, she's still not there, and she's still not in the Deshes Matron Maslahas. So what is it, what does the Ram mean? The Isha is not marked by herself. The answer is, there are two alochas in the Kesev. One is the general alocha, because the king has to be Kesev. To the matri, the issue is the matri, and the bow is the king. So maybe there is alocha that the king has, the bow has to be Kesev, like Pashtam, like by Kesev here. Then there is another one. The Isha has to be much better self for a certain annoyance that she has for us. She cannot be much better self in vain, for nothing. She has to be much better self because of this. The Hanoi that she gets from this, that she can't get from this. So that other confinement, that she has to be able to get Hanoi from this, that relates to the Basmati of Egypt. That relates to Basmati of Egypt. Now she tells the rabbis in those of her testings, that by which since there is a loch of Kinika Hulu, Kisika, there is no aloha of Basmati either. But the mission is not in the dishes. She will be daito. So in other words, she has to, the Ramba of Tessin Dom says, the mission has to be shabby herself, the hefty. She has to submit to the Baal, to be meet by the Baal. She has to allow the Baal has to shut the nafshe he had. There is no aloha of das matra because of kinika chulis. That's the Ramchi. But I have a shame that it will be around. And the Rambam is also does not agree. Kinika chulis sikach only applies to the maizik. But in so far as the das matra is concerned, so by tushtitu, it requires das matra of the Isha. It requires us makna of the Isha. So maybe the Isha has to be makna of the Isha. The Maizar Isha, the Maizar Isha is done by the Baal, not by the Isha. But she has to be makna herself to the Baal of marriage. Not just to submit herself to the Baal, but she has to be makna herself to the Baal. And she has to be makna herself in return for the anuye that she can derive from this. So the other prerequisite of anuye relates to the asmatma vijja. Relates to the asmatma vijja. And that's why Kriti is not in it, because Kriti is Veda Hoda. And the Rambam agrees with the Ram that the more only says it there are three, but Kushti means is that he cannot keep it, so he has to return it. So maybe there is no Anuye, so maybe there cannot be any Anuye. So there cannot be any.
Thank you.
Der Reisebund der Ritzwort und die Menschen in der Geschichte, der Reisebund der Menschen in der Geschichte ist, wollen wir in der Erfahrung, wollen wir in der Reise, wollen wir in der Reise, der Ritzwort, der Ritzwort just mentions the Geschichte, that it's in der Erfahrung.